From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered his final address to the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday.
I believe that as imperfect as they are, the principles of open markets and accountable governance, of democracy and human rights and international law that we have forged remain the firmest foundation for human progress in this century.
President Obama also hosted the first ever Leaders Summit on Refugees, saying the world is facing a crisis of epic proportions. The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts. The Afghan-American accused of setting off a bomb in New York that wounded 29 people is facing federal charges of using weapons of mass destruction and an attack in a public place. Charges against Ahmad Khan Rahami include planting a bomb in a New Jersey town Saturday, forcing officials to cancel a charity road race. Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was shot and arrested Monday in Linden, New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Witnesses say a popular American English teacher was taken into custody in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, Tuesday by gunmen wearing civilian clothes. Students say gunmen surrounded the school while others burst into the building and took Peter Willems to an undisclosed location. Reports say the gunmen are Houthi rebels who control the capital. This is VOA News. Protesters gathered outside the police headquarters in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tuesday night